Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, David Koechner, improv, and movie ideas. They're coming up right after this.
New from Bob and Tom Records, the ultimate collection is here. It's the best of Hello There.
Hello there. Hello there.
That's right. Now you can play it all day long because we've got them all right here. The best of Hello There. Adele.
Hello there.
It's me.
The Doors.
Hello there.
I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
The Beatles.
You say goodbye. And I say
hello there. Hello, hello.
Richie.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door.
Hello there.
Is it me you're looking for?
13 lucky classics for you on one album. Todd Rundgren.
Hello there.
Peter Gabriel.
Hello there.
I'm making it.
Neil Diamond.
Hello there.
Again.
Hello there.
And for the kids, classic Alan Sherman.
Hello there.
Butter.
Hello there.
Butter. Electric Light Orchestra.
Hello there.
How are you?
It's the best of Hello There. New from Bob and Tom Records. Get it now.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick, and here's Tom with a very special guest.
Taking over the chair for Christy's daughter.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, it's
yeah, convenient. You got a big seat to fill there, Dave.
I am immediately intimidated.
Yeah.
Christy's daughter. She was. Does that mean I'm now a member of the family?
Sure.
And what's for dinner tonight?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, I have dinner plans tonight, so you're on your own. Oh. You have to make your own.
And they don't include me.
Wow.
That's what I am understanding. You are very clear, young lady. Okay, got it. I will
the
have
voice
my
of
chicken
a...
fingers in bed.
That is the voice of comedian and actor Dave Koechner. And Dave has been in lots of stuff everybody knows him from. But in my case, I've been seeing a lot of him all summer long because he is in a movie called A Week Away on Netflix that my 9-year-old daughter plays constantly.
All right.
And it's a great movie.
Yep.
It's a fun movie about going to summer camp, and you're getting this new audience of people that know who you are.
I know, I love it. Just, you know, you just got to keep that fishing pole. Just keep dropping that sinker. You get another collection of 9-year-olds, and eventually when they're 20, like I love it when, so years ago I did Hannah Montana. I did 3 episodes. So now all those kids are in their early 20s, and I love it when I'll say to them, "Have you seen Hannah Montana?" And they'll go, "Yeah." And I'm like, "I'm Uncle Earl." And they'll slowly, their eyes will widen and their mouths will drop. It's just so much fun. A couple years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago in L.A., my daughter and I were heading to a Starbucks, and there's a corner of this whatever, intersection. And I saw these kids, these girls in the car, and I saw the window come down. I'm like, "What's this going to be?" Because you always think, how do they know you? Mm. And it was the first time, like, "Uncle Earl!" I was like, "Oh, my goodness." So, yeah, I'll drop that sinker and get a couple more youngins.
Yeah. And, perhaps best known from...
These days, it's The Office. It's interesting how what it is, right? It's whatever that dynamic is. But now it's The Office. Come on off the pandemic, everybody apparently sat and watched The Office forever.
Yeah.
Right.
So, that's true.
Man, I'm grateful.
Anchorman?
Yep.
That's where I think a lot of people, probably before that, it was Anchorman.
Yep. And then you'll get, you know what's really hitting for the comedy deep cuts nerds is The Goods. There's a lot of passion for The Goods.
It's as underrated a comedy as there is, I think.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Unsolicited testimonial. Yeah. Now, are you having dinner with Christine?
I am not. So maybe you and I should
thank
go.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking for allies.
And I'll even go deeper, Dave. I saw you perform with Beer Shark Mice.
Nice.
And the Lampshades and then Beer Shark Mice. And it was as funny a live show as I've ever seen.
That's true. Here we go. And that's not ego. You know, we don't want ego. Death to ego. But we put on a heck of a show. Now, you're talking about what is called long-form improvisation. So we'll take one suggestion, and we'll do 40 minutes on that. And as me and a group of guys I'd known from Chicago, so I still know them, we'd already known each other for more than 10 or more years. And we put together a group of just great improvisers. And, man, we were solid. You want to talk about... Basically, it's jazz, really, in a way. And no one's talking... It's jazz comedy, okay.
What was the name of this aggregation?
Yeah, man.
Aggregation.
Beer Shark Mice. And it is like it's about the jokes they don't say.
It's the person you would know from that group was Neil Flynn, who was the janitor on Scrubs and the dad on The Middle.
Yeah,
and we had a great group of people. Everybody had a different dynamism in their comedy bag, and man, we killed it. And of course, Lampshades was Kate Flannery, also from The Office, who I'm sure is having dinner with Christine.
Right, that's exactly right.
That's the voice of Dave Koechner once again.
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'm just figuring, I'm trying to see how you know all your famous buddies.
We're talking with Dave Koechner, and he's got a lot going on. And any new movies in the works or stuff like that?
Yes, I'm shooting one now. I don't know if I'm not going to say what it is. I'll tell you off the air just because you never know when they want to let you say what you're doing. I continue to recur on the Goldbergs. Let's see. I did a movie this summer called Ganymede, which should be a burner. I mean, it's a drama, too, which is, you know, something new for me. I play a really nasty preacher who is... okay, audience. It is a gay coming-of-age film. Stay with me. And this young man is... has a very conservative parents, and one of them's a politician, and they catch this kid, and
flagrante delicto, I think is the
for all you Latin listeners out there, and that is the language, not the declension persons down south. Anyway,
too, David.
So I play this really nasty preacher, and I pledged to help him get through his, you know, indiscretion in the worst possible way. So it was so much fun.
And what's it called?
Ganymede. A Ganymede is a thing from, apparently, if I want to put your listeners to sleep, please indulge. A Ganymede, apparently Zeus, the god Zeus, had a female who used to bring him his wine, and his wife got jealous. And then so he said, all right, we'll get rid of her, and you pick the next person. And it was a young man, a very good-looking young man, I guess, so because she didn't want Zeus to be tempted. And then that got into some Christian medieval thing of, like, a Ganymede is a person, a beautiful man, who tempts other men to step outside of what...
That does make sense.
...what other people believe only... You know, there can only apparently be one type of sexuality.
Yeah, but right. Anyway. Greek men were never interested in young men.
No.
Was a better time.
That's going to be, I mean, that's an odd choice to put a title out there that no one gets.
You know, when you have to take 10 minutes to explain the title.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of weird titles out there that people end up loving, so who knows? Yeah.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Our guest is Dave Koechner, a comedian and a writer and a producer. You've seen him in all kinds of stuff. Currently featured on The Goldbergs on television.
Funny
and,
show.
And I'll recommend the kids' movie, A Week Away. It's about summer camp and got great music. And I've seen it 50 times.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've seen it many, many, and I told Finn you were coming in and she...
Aww.
Lost her mind. She probably should have skipped school to come in and say hello.
Yes. Let's go to her school.
Yes. Believe it or not, tonight, Willie and I are going to be doing the PA for the high school football game.
No.
Yeah. The
You've been sitting on that gym all day?
The people who ordinarily do it can't do it tonight. And I used to do it when Willie was on the team.
You know, I was really looking for a way to get out of this. And now that you've said it on air, it seems a little tough.
So you're going to the high school tonight?
Don't. What are you going to say?
What, are you out of weed?
There we go. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, I buy vape cartridges from a junior boy. Thank you very much.
Yes. I'm sure they know.
It'll be fun. But that's one of those things that's it's sort of like calling bingo. You can't be funny. You've got to. They take it very seriously.
That's right. I got fired from an NFL team. Joking and stuff. Not good. You're going to get messed up. You wait and see. It'll be a problem.
I used to do it for all the games, and if you pronounce one of the players' names wrong. Their mom would come marching across the field. It's Johnston, not Johnson. All right? Okay.
I thought it was a silent team, man.
But it'll be fun. So we'll
good.
Be doing that tonight. Good. So I'll let you know how it goes.
Who's doing color and who's doing play-by-play?
Oh, I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. You'll be doing play-by-play.
This is more like who made the tackle and that sort of thing. Uh-huh. And, you know, concessions are now open. Yeah, it's fairly
important stuff, yeah.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to have a good
Heck
time.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about my nice season on the field, talk about the back injury, sound like a hero.
Please be very drunk.
Do you still have the injury?
No, I broke my back after a football game as a senior in high school. But when you say it was a Friday night, people think you're a real champion.
Yeah, there weren't enough Friday night lights on the tree he fell out of.
Is that what you were on a tree?
Yeah, I was on a tree swing. My buddy Logan pushed
tree
me.
Tree swing.
Oh, it was cool at first.
And then I fell to the ground. And as my friends heard it, I made a noise they'd never heard before. And then they had to take me to the hospital. It was a whole thing.
Is your dad now hearing this for the first time?
No. Then I took him out on the senior day on a wheelchair to the middle of the field. Hey, hi.
They wheeled me out and they said, "This is Willie Griswold, who was hurt last Friday." And then the home team and the away team stood up like I was I saved a child or something.
And you started pushing the chair and you said, "You once called me a saddle."
Nice. Nice. Folks, talk about your deep cuts.
Yeah.
Dave Koechner is
a wonderful
our guest.
Life.
Is there going to be an Anchorman 3?
I don't think so. I would do it. Maybe Willie will write the darn thing. I can finally get another movie.
I'm using the eight sequence method.
Not that I've heard of. Let's see. I think it was 9 or 10 years between the first or second one. So that would be next year. We shot that last one in 2013. So someone should hurry up. There ought to be just you know what we should do? Like the Marvel Universe. Champ should have his own movie. Willie?
Yeah, there you go.
What are you doing, you and your broken wheelchair?
I don't know.
And you have a degree in screenwriting.
Yep.
Start
what?
Writing.
I'll use the Save the Cat method. I'll get this done by next week.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Are you writing any movies of your own?
I have. I've written several scripts. None of them produced. It is a fun exercise, but it is not easy. It's
some of them sold?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But not made.
Right.
Yeah, so they'll buy a script and then not make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, that's the way it goes.
Right. And hey, you still...
You got paid.
Yeah. And then you look back and you're like, oh, I see where the flaws were. In that. When you're writing it, you know, you think it's brilliant. I love how so many people are like, here's an idea for a movie. Well, why don't you be quiet? if people come up to you like, friends tell me I'm funny, that I should do stand-up. Like, really, what's your job? Should I just be an engineer? Like, you think it's just that easy? Go ahead and do it then. They think it's just like, oh, anyone can do that type of thing.
So of the movies that you've written that have not been produced, what is the best premise? Can you say that without...
Best premise. Well, was for the Naked Trucker and T-Bone show. It was a show that made it to Comedy Central, but it was compromised. It's not the way we wanted to do it, but that's fine. And the premise was... is the Naked Trucker... so the stage show was Dave Allen was the Naked Trucker, and I was his sidekick. And the premise was Gerald Tibbins was a carny and a con man, but also could quote Chaucer and Noam Chomsky. So he's a very bright guy. And so he claims his father was Buzz Aldrin, and he needed to get Buzz Aldrin to help him make some money, to raise money to get him so he could eventually walk his daughter down the aisle for her wedding. How about that for a premise? That's way too complicated. That's it worse complicated. Than Ganymede.
Let me ask you this. In the course of doing the improv over the years, has any of it ever evolved? You said you remember, boy, that was really funny that one night. Has any of that evolved into part of your stand-up?
Probably, and I can't remember exactly. But, I mean, it's part of what I came up with. And so, for me, a lot of that time, that's how I'll find new stuff, because you work on it on stage, and you might have a thought in the day, and then it winds up there that night, stuff like that. So, nothing from the old days, though. There is a character I did create years ago in a group called Jazz Freddy, this character, Gerald Tibbins, and I that came out of improv. And so, yeah, sometimes some character pieces will come from improvisation that you hold on to.
Is that the one? Is that the truck driver?
Yeah, Naked Trucker and T-Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Gerald Tibbins. Friends call me T-Bones. Ladies call me when they want the carnival ride of their lives. Himalalalalalalalalaya. Do you want to go faster? Who wants to go backwards? And all the ladies go, woo.
That's sad. That's David Koechner.
T-Bone.
And here's a stupid question. Your last name is kind of unusual.
Yes.
I mean, if one were to look at it for the first time, I'm sure when you were introduced, when you were starting in stand-up, probably a lot of, we have David Koechner.
Right. Here's the thing. My family says it wrong. It should not be Koechner. It should be Koechner. It's a German word. Here's a couple things. Number one, my grandfather was adopted, so I'm not German, and I'm not a Koechner. So, I'm from a small town in Missouri, and for whatever reason, there are about 20 German families in this town, right? Now, you'd think they'd remember how to say your own last name. Nowhere in the English language does the O-E make the short E sound. K-O-E is not Koechner. It's at least it's Koechner. Kohler toilets. Come on, gang.
Yes.
So why did no teacher throughout my entire upbringing go, it should be Koechner. It's not Koechner. But then when I got into show business, I've got 36 first cousins on my dad's side. So when I get into show business, and that's when I would have had an opportunity to change it to Koechner,
sure,
which probably would have accelerated my career, because now people look at my name and go, well, I see it, and I know it's not Koechner. It should be Koechner, but I've heard it pronounced incorrectly, so I'm not even going to invest in it. Because if this guy wanted to take the time to correct his own last name.
Were you advised early on in your career to maybe go with like Dave King or...
No, my mother's name was Downey, and what I should have said is David Downey, and of course then I'd add a junior to it.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. That's been done by somebody else.
Lorne Michaels did ask me if I wanted a wig.
No kidding.
When I got hired on Saturday Night Live, Dave, you're now going to be introduced to the world. It's up to you whether or not you want hair. And then he went through this list of people that had toupees and hair plugs. And I'm not going to give it away to these poor people that had hair plugs. And so it took me like 3 days. I'm like, oh, my God, is he telling me I need to get a toupee? And I think like, oh, my God. My family is going to never let me live this down. All my Chicago buddies that I come up with will never let me. I'm like, and then we went to a baseball game, a Yankees game. Me, Will Ferrell, Lorne Michaels, name dropping all over the place. And he goes, Dave, about the wig. F it. I'm so relieved.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.